on down.
Good morning. We're here today to present for your consideration our regional infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and the Lewis Crossing Capital Partners LLC for the installation of regional infrastructure through an easement on a project known as Lewis Crossing in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The engineering department has been working with the developers of this project to reach an agreement, whereas the contractor for the developer will install regional infrastructure in parallel with the development sewer line in an easement previously acquired by the county through the project. The developer will install the 18-inch force main required for the pump station 207 upgrade adjacent to the Lewis Crossing 10-inch gravity line, and the pipeline will extend from the approved connection point at pump station 207 across Route 9 through the Lewis Crossing easement and across Beaver Dam Road, allowing a connection point for the county as the pump station 207 force main project moves forward. The agreement has been agreed to by the developers and executed with a cost not to exceed $278,133.06, with which the county will reimburse to the developer within 30 days of receiving a correct invoice.
The developers,
questions?
Developers putting up money and then we're reimbursing the developers? Yeah, what
the
you're
developers
saying?
Actually have in their contract to install the pipeline, and then once we get the invoice,
yes,
we will reimburse them.
But why would we reimburse them if it's their...
It's our 18-inch our 18-inch force main that they're installing.
Okay. And that goes to the Inland Bays plant?
Goes to pump station 210 eventually.
Well, where does that go?
To Wolf Neck. At
oh
this
my.
Point in time, and then it's part of the redirection with Gosley Creek.
It will go. Okay, good,
days.
Good, good. Thank you.
More questions? You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the Lewis Crossing Regional Infrastructure Agreement between Sussex County and Lewis Crossing Capital Partners LLC as presented on July 29th, 2014.
Pleasure, Council.
That's my district. Can I...
Take the motion?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Well, I just have a comment that development is coming fast, and I believe the county is doing a good job, but it's not easy to catch up with all of this because, you know, this is government, and government moves a little slower. So I think you are all doing a great job, and I appreciate it.
I would echo those, Mr. President.
Mr. Phillips.
I would echo those comments. We hear the comment... infrastructure before development, and I know that the infrastructure that this government's responsible for, i.e. wastewater, has done a very good job of making sure that we are planning for the future, and we are absolutely preparing for the present.
I think you're going to see a lot of us in the upcoming
months. I'm sure we will. Any more questions from council?
No, thank you.
Take a vote.
Yes. Oh. That's me.
Mr. Deaver.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Joel Gibbons. All kind of engineers here today, don't we? Pump station 207 and force main bid award.
Good morning. Contract 12-23 pump station 207 on Forest Main relates to the construction of a new pump station at the old pump station 207 site and the installation of approximately 9,000 linear feet of Forest Main. If you would recall, in May of this year, I came before you for approval of a contract amendment that would have allowed GMB to complete the design of this project. The design was completed, the project was put out to bid, and the bids were opened on July 16th. The four bids were received, and the apparent low bidder was Kuhn Construction of Hockessin, Delaware, with a bid total of $4,123,810.90. Their bid was found to be responsive and complete in all respects. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the engineering department that the contract be awarded to Kuhn Construction.
Questions of council? You have a motion, ma'am?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 12-23, pump station 207 on Forest Main, be awarded to Kuhn Construction of Hockessin, Delaware at a bid amount of $4,123,810.90.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Questions on the motion? Mr. Phillips.
I'm just glad. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, yeah.
due to the size of this project, I would hope a value engineering study will accompany.
We have incorporated a value engineering at the county level into the design of the project.
When will that take place?
As the design work proceeded, we looked for opportunities where costs could be cut, where efficiencies could be realized. So that was an ongoing effort throughout the design project.
Is there an independent engineering consulting firm doing a value engineering study on this project?
No, there's not an independent firm doing a value engineering study on the project. That was not part of the project.
I guess I would just ask the council if they would support such an action. We have found in the past that these value engineering studies more than pay for themselves in most cases. And we recently approved, I believe, 6 additional consulting firms that could be, one of those could be used to do this study.
This is a project dating back to 2012. And as I indicated at that time, there was not a value engineering study independently commissioned by the engineering department. As we have moved forward with these projects and in upcoming projects, there is a value engineering that has been incorporated, value engineering studies to be done by independent consultants that were part of the miscellaneous selection process.
I'm not sure what you just said. Earlier you said there was not a value engineering study done. Now it almost sounds as if you're saying there is one being done, but it's being done in-house. Mr. Izzo, maybe?
Come down, Mr. Izzo, please.
Yeah. We're at the construction stage of the project, so it's not the appropriate time to do a value engineering study. The value engineering would have been performed during the actual design process. We're ready to move forward with Kuhn Construction. We have a limited window of construction associated with this project because we're impacting the Home Depot, Tokyo Steakhouse, the AutoZone. We're also impacting the ag preservation property that's behind Pump Station 210. So we've worked out with all those people the window for when we would be working in that vicinity. If we stop and do a value engineering study at this point, it would put that process in jeopardy. Plus, again, we've already, by this action, you would be awarding this contract to Kuhn. So they bid on the plans and specs as they exist. Mm-hmm. You would have to void this bid award and then go out and do your value engineering and come back and rebid the project at this point.
In addition to which, we have at the Pump Station 207 site, we have an agreement with the owner there that we have to start work by September 15th. So again, that would be another negative impact.
Can I make this statement? Did you not know that before, Tom? I mean, this is, when you said it's an open window here, when you talk about a window, we knew that up front. I mean, it's not news to you that you're just gonna do this job, right?
No, we lay out all the lines where they're going to be laid out, and then you have to acquire the easements based upon the design and dealing with these individual property owners.
I agree with that.
Right? So, talking to, again, the people at Ag Preservation and saying, mm-hmm. we don't want you working in the field in fall because, we're selling pumpkins. So you work around all these schedules and you incorporate that into the bid you put on the street.
Should you have known ahead of time that you need a value engineer on this job?
As I indicated.
What should you know?
It's a pump station and force main. It's what we design every day. I'm not sure that there's a lot of value in bringing in an independent engineer to perform the work. But the time for making that decision is when we present the design mm-hmm. proposal to you.
We're looking at over $4 million, right?
That's correct.
How much did we pay the consultant? I guess it was Whitman.
No, this GMB.
How much did we pay them?
Do you recall what their design contract was?
To design this.
Yeah. This was approximately $58,000. I can get the exact number for you.
Yeah, I think it was more than that, because we had to come back for an amendment, if you remember.
But that $30,000 would have brought them to the 50.
I don't know the pleasure of the council, but I would make a motion that we authorize the administration to hire a company, consulting company from the engineer pool that we have approved to work simultaneously with the vendors who are currently working on this project with a value not to exceed $50,000 to see if there are possible savings that could be made. I have seen in the past where a lot of things can be discovered from this stage forward. Inland Bays is a very good example. Work had already begun when the contractor noticed some over design, and it was only at that point we brought in a value engineer and found, you know, the potential for a couple million dollars in savings. We did another one where GMB actually saved $450,000. That was a value engineering project that Mr. Izzo authorized, and we just have to be a little more cost conscious, I believe, on these projects. So that'll be my motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to have this project at this point in time value engineered by an independent firm, and that price not to exceed $50,000. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No. And it's because so much work has been done now, and we need this the system, and people are calling us about it. They want the system. I don't think it's appropriate, and it should have been done way back in the beginning, and I don't know what you're saying. I understand some of the things you're saying, Mr. Phillips, but if you had questions like that, you know, maybe you could have worked with engineering before we got here, but I have no problem with what they're doing, and I don't think we need another study.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no. I think it's time to move forward.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote yes. As I said, this value engineer study should not compromise the timeline. It should simply work in conjunction with the process to look for potential savings. It's something that we have talked about for a year now. Why it wasn't done sooner, I don't know. Maybe by asking that it be done now, it would remind those in charge to do it in the future.
Yes. Wilson?
My vote is yes, and I don't think there's any time wasted when you're saving lots of money. Possibility could be thousands. We don't know what it is. Without someone else looking at it, how do we know?
I share the views of Councilman Phillips in the fact of value engineering. I think that's something we have asked to have done. I'm going to give you the benefit that this goes back to 2012, and that you're telling us, I'm taking you at your word, there's a time constraint here with the property owners involved. So I'm going to vote no, but I would strongly suggest from this point forward, we need to see value engineering on projects coming in here.
Can we get a monetary threshold? Perhaps you can give us any project estimate over, you know, give us a number, and then we would automatically build it into the project. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we can certainly think about that, I guess, yeah, and see what that would be. But I certainly wouldn't be something, a small project, I wouldn't think, but right, something right. We can think about that, and council can come with a number. But that, I think that's very, very important to have these done from this point forward.
Mm-hmm.
That motion failed. Is there a motion to approve this?
I'll make a motion we'd approve the change order.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the bid award to Coon Construction. For $4,123,810.90.
Thank you.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I guess I'll vote no. I just think there was opportunity, and I'm not comfortable moving forward on such a large project without that second set of eyes.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote is no, and the reason for that is when I look at these bids, it's over $1.5 million, just about $1.5 million difference between the top and the lower. So there's room for improvement here somewhere. And the only way we'll ever know is when we have an engineer come and look at it.
I will vote yes, motion passes, but we will get back with you with a dollar number of a threshold. But I think it's something that this council has expressed. It's very, very important to see this done.
Thank
you for your effort and your hard work.
And that's not as, to do that, I think in advance, to ask for that in advance is more positive instead of, chastising people for not doing it.
Sure.
So thank you.
That's fine. I mean, I think, as I said, it goes back to 2012.
With, right.
So we'll give the benefit. I'll give the benefit.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Old business.